If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On one hand, these people, by letter of the law, are adults.
All right.
And we let them make all kinds of decisions for their future that will affect their well-being, physical health.
Yeah, sure.
But on the other hand, this job has had a minimum age for a reason, and probably a good reason, because it's a tough and scary job, Tommy, not just physically, but mentally as well. So, are you okay with the state of New York deciding to hire 18-year-olds to do this?
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
The state of New York needs corrections officers.
Oh.
And they have come up with an idea to recruit a whole bunch more. So right now, you have to be 21 years of age in the state of New York to apply to be, as they call it, a CO. And Governor Hochul is pushing to lower that age to 18. So some of this is coming from the issues revolving around the strikes and firings that we saw a couple of weeks ago. But even before the strike, part of the reason the corrections officers went on the strike was because there were staffing problems.
All right.
So this was an issue even before that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Statewide, there are about 5,000 open corrections jobs.
In the state?
In the state of New York. 5,000.
Who's watching everybody?
According to a story on 13WM. Uh-oh.
Are you guys just settle down and watch yourselves? Self-report.
So the idea from the state government is this. You allow the state to hire 18 to 20-year-olds to do these jobs. You put them in jobs that limit interaction with inmates.
All right.
You don't allow them to carry a gun, and boom, big fix to a big problem.
All right. I mean, that sounds like a good deal. And I'm guessing if I put 20 years in, I probably get my full pension, correct?
It's 20 or 25, I believe, but 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I know what the cop rules are. I don't know what
the CO rules are. All right, so let's say 25. You're still not even 55.
You're 45.
No, I'm saying let's say you got to go 25 years.
Yeah, you would be 45.
No.
18.
Oh. Yes. 18, 40.
You'd be 43 if you started at 18.
Yeah, so that's huge, man. You're not even 50 years old. You could be retired.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, there's a lot of cops that do the same thing.
I mean, that's a great gig. Yeah. And that pension's solid.
If Kimmy's husband had to drag his ass for 10 years, he'd be retired right now.
Seriously.
And plus, you get full medical, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
I mean, that's what you get to sell people on.
Full, yeah, because nothing gets an 18-year-old going like full medical. Hey, man, you want to go party? Nah, I can't. I'm looking for full medical.
That's the thing.
One of my favorite Kubrick movies, by the way, full medical jacket.
That is definitely one of those things you don't appreciate until you get a little older.
True.
All right, so you hear this and you go, no-brainer.
Yeah, because it sounds like they're not going to be with the with the inmates directly.
Okay.
So you're filling out these others. Positions, why not do it?
So this is a very controversial idea, it turns out.
Yeah, but you're 5,000 short, man.
A bunch of state lawmakers say that 18 is far too young to put someone in a job like this.
You can go into the military, man.
Okay, so that's the argument from Governor Hochul. She is arguing, if I can hand a kid a rifle and
or
send
a case of grenades.
Yep.
Do they use grenades? I don't know.
I don't know. I'd buy the case.
Yeah.
Throw that case of grenades, son. It's too heavy. Boom!
I would buy in bulk, BJ's.
Look, these lawmakers are arguing they're far too young and that hiring a kid at 18, 19, 20 would not only have a negative effect on the prisons, it would really mess up these kids, the things they have to deal with on a daily basis.
But it sounds like they're not dealing directly with the with that side of the prison system.
So that's the idea?
Right.
I mean, but
I guess if you need people to work certain jobs, I mean, I don't know if they're going to be really that limited in what they can do.
And I mean, look, you see some terrible stories about what some of these men and women have to go through working in these
jails. Oh, I can imagine, yeah.
All right. So with all that being said, the phone number is 252-WBCMF, 252-9263. You're right. Gibby, can you Google what a starting salary for a corrections officer is in the state of New York? Because I would argue there is no job with just a high school education, because you do have to pass the civil service, I think the civil service test, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There is no job with just a high school education you would be able to get that would pay you what this job is going to pay.
I can imagine.
At 18 years old, especially.
Yeah.
So quick Google search
says
it's like just over $50,000.
That's a hell. I mean, that's an average American salary right out of high school.
Yeah, and you're getting right out of the gate.
Yeah, and you're working for, like you said, Kimmy, can you also Google how long till retirement? How long I got
to
put in?
Hey, do you have to bring your own food or do you have to eat what they cook in the
That's food? Your question. Of all of the things.
Well, I like to keep the cost down because I don't have to buy I don't have to buy clothes because I get a uniform. And if I can eat there every day, I don't have to bring in food. Think about how much money you spend on lunch. If I could eat with the prison
I don't think
food.
You sit down and eat with the
No, inmates. but is there like an area? There's a break room where do I get the prison food?
I don't think you want the prison food.
Prison food ain't that bad, bro.
Have you ever talked to anyone that's been to prison?
Yeah, everybody eats pretty good. I don't think it's as bad as you think. It ain't like Shawshank Redemption, man.
Actually, Shawshank Redemption didn't look too bad. I could have a
that
pot
was
of,
slop.
A pot of mystery stew. I don't mind mystery stew. It's like the loaf that you get.
And by the way, how are you turning your nose? You said your mother was a horrible cook.
Yeah, but she didn't. She applied to cook at a prison and they turned her down. So I don't know. Give me you were saying. I'm sorry.
25 years.
All right, so 25 on and you can retire.
Yeah, that's a hell of a deal.
All right, phone number is 252-WBCMF, 252-9263. I know we have a lot of folks that work as or have worked as CEOs that listen to the show for some reason. Probably because us talking reminds them of being inside. But do you believe that an 18 to 20-year-old would have the mental fortitude to work inside this prison? Because even if you are not working directly on a regular basis with these prisoners, I mean, look, prison is not fun.
No, but there's levels.
That's like the goal of it.
But there's also levels of prison.
Okay.
You know, there's like, you know, you've got your lower levels and you got like your super max. So like I did two shows at, I guess you would call them like medium security prisons.
Yeah, Kimmy, the only way they could get the audience not to walk was to have Tommy perform in prisons. And somehow three still walked.
And it wasn't
one guy risked getting shot jumping the fence to not have to hear his closer.
Didn't look that bad.
I don't care.
You say it didn't look that bad?
No.
From, like the one room you were in?
Yeah, but all the guys were in there.
Okay.
I will say this. When I went to Attica to interview Joel Rifkin, frightening as hell.
Okay.
But the other places I worked, they were fairly modern, and they almost looked like schools.
Okay, but again, it's not looking around and being like, the wall is scary.
It's different when you're working there.
It's the people there.
I understand, like, but there's levels of convicts, too.
I understand.
Guy that ate his parents, and then there's guy that cheated on his taxes.
Okay, but again,
we know a couple of guys that went to prison pretty soft.
You think you can handle working in a prison?
I could do soft prison.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could.
Bro, you can't do soft radio.
You'd be out the second they showed you the uniform. That's not my color.
252-WBCMF, 252-9263 this week. Governor Hochul proposed, due to a shortfall, I guess, of corrections officers in the state of New York, they are 5,000 short right now, lowering the age from 21 to 18 to apply to be and work as a corrections officer in the state of New York. The idea from the state of New York is you hire them at 18, you put them in jobs that limit interaction with inmates, they do not carry a gun, and that's the fix to the problem. I am curious, I mean, are all 5,000 of those jobs where you're limited interaction with inmates? And if not, does that mean you're pushing people that had those jobs into those jobs that they wouldn't want? Because that would also create a problem.
Oh.
You can't tell me all 5,000 jobs aren't away from inmates.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like they're coming up short all across the board.
And I'll go even further. Yeah. What job would you have as a corrections officer? How many would exist that you're not interacting on a regular basis with the inmates? I ask. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Several lawmakers argue that 18 is too young. Right now, the age to apply is 21, and they want to keep it that way. But, I mean, you do need a solution to the shortfall.
I am starting to be I like this idea, but I am getting a little concerned. This is the direction we're going in because Florida wants to loosen up the labor laws for kids to, like, work night jobs in, like, meat factories.
At, like, 14.
Yeah, and then Now we're like lowering this. Are we going to see the eventually baby pilots? Pilot baby. Officer baby.
Officer pilot baby. He's a cop and a pilot, and he's a baby. I'd watch that show on CBS.
Yeah, it'd be very ugly.
I mean, look, the argument that you made and that the governor made that, you know, you can join the military at 18.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, but here's the thing, man. Like, can you think of a scarier job than corrections officer outside of joining the military? Because this is one of those jobs that is actually terrifying, it feels like, right? It doesn't just seem. And past the stuff that makes you uncomfortable, you would also have to, you would probably come across people you know.
We could.
Inside prison.
Yeah.
Like, in these prison towns like Auburn, Attica, even the jail downtown in Monroe County.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you do when you come across someone you know that you're interacting with? And if you're 18 years old, are you more easily swayed to, are you more easily manipulated at 18, 19, 20 than you would be at 21, 22, 23?
I would say anywhere in your 20s, you're probably easily manipulated.
Okay.
You know, I don't think there's a big difference between an 18-year-old and a 22-year-old, to say the truth.
Okay. All right, 252-WCMF. We got a ton of Facebook messages coming in. We got folks waiting on hold. Right. Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bob, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Great show. Love listening to you.
Hey, Bob, great call so far. Thank you.
I do my best.
What do you got?
Well, I hear you guys talking. You're asking about, are there jobs available where, these young kids are not, interacting with the inmates? Mm-hmm. I mean, the way most of those posts work is that they are bidded on by seniority inside the prisons.
Okay.
So they would have to completely rearrange the way they assign the jobs in the prison, which would probably piss a lot of people off.
Okay, so you got labor issues there. It's probably a union thing. Right? Mm-hmm. All right, Bob, how do you know this stuff?
I worked for 9 years in the state prisons.
Okay, so you worked for 9 years. You didn't get to retirement. Why didn't you get to retirement?
I left because I got hurt.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well. I'm glad sounds like you're doing okay.
Hey, how was the food?
Shut up!
Actually, Tommy, you are not allowed to have the state prison food.
Oh, man. So you got to bring in your own food?
Yep. State makes you pay for everything. That's just a number to them.
All right, so Bob, let me ask you this. How old were you when you got in?
I was 25.
All right.
24.
Do you think you were mature enough to handle the job you were doing when you got it at 24?
No, I wasn't mature enough. I was on the job for at least a year or so.
Okay.
I don't know if I was mature enough at 21, honestly.
So with this all being proposed here, 18 years old, being able to apply to be a corrections officer, do you see this as a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it'd be very hard to find 18-year-olds that are mature enough to take the job. I'm sure you'll find a few. It just seems like a last-ditch effort to try to get staffing after they've fumbled with a lot of different policies over the past several years.
All right, but see, here's the thing, Bob. That's weird because, like, on one hand, you're a man who had this job, worked inside the prison. Mm. But on the other hand, a man in a houndstooth shirt said, soft prison, 18, and then he stopped talking. So I don't know who I'm supposed to believe
hold on,
here.
Hold on. How can you not be mature enough to be working in a prison system? And again, you can go into the military at the same age with the same basic system. And that kid's fine.
But, I mean, talk to people that went in the military at 18. Would they say they were mature enough to make that decision?
But we take them.
Oh, doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
The shooting still happens.
No, I understand.
We're blowing up the right stuff.
Again, one of the worst Tom Cruise movies of all time. Hey, Baba, what do you do now, bud?
I'm a teacher.
So pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
You imagine having a teacher that used to be a prison guard. I would scare the crap out of me.
Well, Bob, you sound like a laid-back, fun guy.
Piss him off.
I do my best.
Bobo, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, guys. Great show.
There goes prison worker Bob.
Like, you don't do your homework. And I see you're getting zip-tied to the floor.
For God's sakes, man.
It could happen, man.
All right, we got a ton of folks writing this. If you're on hold, sit tight. I do want to hear from you. Emily writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF is how to get us. I grew up in the town of Attica. Most family and friends I knew were COs. COs at any level, security, prison, are treated horribly in several areas. And to put an 18-year-old in that environment would be terrible for them. Hochul created this problem with the way she treated the COs to bring up safety issues on the job. She needs a different solution. But here's the thing. Look, I get it.
Yeah.
That the whole strike thing exacerbated what happened.
Yeah.
There's been a shortage for like six,
many
7 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it's always been tough to fill those roles, right?
But it's a terrifying job. Like, there are a handful of jobs you could not pay me enough to do. This is one of them.
Yeah. I had an Uncle Ron that he worked in the for Auburn, probably 30 years.
Was that the guy that got hit in the head walking down the street with a
hammer? No, that was my Uncle Dick. But my Uncle Ron was like, you know, it was a great gig. I mean, he retired comfortably, had a nice life. You know, they traveled and stuff. And, like, he never had to worry about a goddamn thing.
I understand, but, like...
And he used to piss my father off like crazy.
But there's a reason
Oh, I understand, I understand.
You didn't know what he was like when he came home at the end of the day, right? I mean, like, maybe overall he saw it as worth all of it. But, you know, day to day, I'm sure he had to deal with some things.
Well, my aunt died hid behind the couch till around 6.
Brian writes us on Facebook again, talking about the governor's proposal to lower the age to apply as a corrections officer to 18 from 21. They are short 5,000 corrections officers, and several state lawmakers are saying 18 is too young. Yeah. You just heard from Bob saying he wasn't mature enough for 24. Brian writes us, lower the age and let the 18 to 20-year-olds decide if they want to do it. People complain it's hard for young people to find good jobs that pay. This is one, and they need people. I mean, that's not a bad
thing. I mean, you could always try it. No, but, I mean, you're not locked in. You can quit.
Yeah,
it's not for you.
But, Kimmy, that doesn't solve the problem.
No, but I guess you could give them a chance.
I mean, it is tough because, no, you're right. Like, there was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you, where here in Rochester, you could graduate high school, go to Kodak, and get a job that paid you an average American salary.
Right.
You were making an average American salary at 18, 19 at the grocery store being a butcher. That doesn't really exist with a high school degree anymore.
It's all gone.
And you
got to do something. You have to fill these jobs. You can't have the prison understaffed.
I understand, but
they'll figure it out.
An idea doesn't mean it's a good idea.
I don't think anybody's watching them doors. Gates open again.
Let's finish it off with Steve. He's been waiting patiently. Steve, you got the last word on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
Hey, I was just telling your secretary or whoever it was.
That's a new one. That's a new one.
But I listen to you guys a lot when I'm at work, and the first time I've ever done this or talked to you.
No,
guys.
You're nailing it so far, Steve. You're nailing it so far.
But I think what you guys are talking about is kind of a good thing in a way, but to be honest with you, I'm 67 years old, still work full-time job, and I've done a lot of traveling in my time, and I've paid my dues in a lot of ways during some wild times growing up, hitchhiking days and stuff.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people that's because I talk to a lot of correctional officers.
Okay.
And it's and I've been in a few places, and I'll tell you what, it's you got to know how to take care of yourself.
So is your argument then 18 would be too young to allow them to take these jobs, Steve?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I mean, I think like you said, I mean, let it be a choice for them if they do want it. You know,
Bob, well, hold on. No, let me run this by my secretary real quick.
Hey, Steve. Okay, so Steve, we got you as a note. Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Sounds like he got locked up a lot around this country of ours.
Wild times.
They're driving around. Yeah, met a lot of guys, man.
Hitchhiking.
He spoke a country song.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he did.
I heard some wild times. Been locked up once or twice. I talked to their secretary. Man, she was nice.
Oh, geez.
All right.
Oh. Let's take a break.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This seems like a bad idea from the get-go.
What happened?
That being said, most of the things you do on a Bailey basis...
keep making fun of my mouth.
Got all that scat.
Yeah, that's what Jesus does to you.
Because he's a fan of Steven Tyler?
Yeah.
Because doubt it.
You don't think Jesus likes some good scatting?
Most of the things you do on a daily basis...
Yes.
You can do drunk without getting in any trouble.
Okay.
And if this man we're going to tell you about did one thing differently, It seems he would not be in the news this morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Police have arrested a 38-year-old man from Batavia after an incident involving a town justice.
Wait, with the town justice?
Yes. So this 38-year-old man had a scheduled meeting with the town justice, and we don't know what the...
He had to go to court.
Yeah, it said meeting. It did not say go to court.
All right.
We don't know what the meeting was about, but police say this 38-year-old man showed up to the meeting drunk.
Okay, he's a little nervous.
A drunken judge meeting.
All right.
So he was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't arrested for being drunk at the meeting.
What was he arrested for?
Well, it turns out he drove himself to the meeting.
Oh, all right.
He was arrested, charged with DWAI. He has a court date coming up for the charges.
Yeah.
And what is lost in this weird-ass story is the only charges he's facing are for allegedly driving drunk.
Oh.
It does not seem, at least based on the charges, he is facing any issues for actually having a meeting while intoxicated with the judge.
So what is, because you get arrested for public intoxication.
Yes.
Would that fall underneath that?
Is this
that
in public?
Depending where, let's say you went to the courthouse to have this meeting somewhere inside the courthouse or a public building.
Sure.
I mean, that's. Sounds like it to me.
But let's talk about a public intoxication. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because it seems, and you never think about this, and we're not encouraging it.
Yeah.
But there are, like, almost everything you do on a daily basis, you could do without getting in trouble while being drunk.
Okay.
The one outlier, obviously, driving.
Yeah.
Like, in this scenario that we're painting here, you would be getting a ride everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, when it comes to public intoxication charges, it's not like they're just randomly walking up to people and breathalyzing them.
No. Yeah. So you had to be visibly drunk.
Or make an ass out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being very obvious about it.
Exactly. So if you were hammered but were able to hold yourself together.
Yeah. Who would know then, really?
Well, I mean, there are things you would see. You're just not being a nuisance.
Okay.
Right? Because I always looked at, and maybe I'm wrong, 252-WCMF. I always looked at the folks that get arrested for public intoxication. They are being a nuisance.
Yeah. They're making a scene, something. Correct.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Could the average person do their weekly grocery shopping while hammered drunk?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah?
Right?
You could do it. You're going to spend more money, but...
Yes, but like to physically do it, like, because you kind of buy the same things every week. You kind of probably go in an order in your head.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I could see... I know I could.
It's almost like muscle memory.
I mean, I have.
Your body's just taking you through the motions.
Yeah, I mean, I've been drunk at the grocery store.
I'm not talking walking in at 1 in the morning, getting a stromboli, And yeah. It's always the worst strombolis left over at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but that'll work.
Well, I'm not talking like one thing running in, running out. I'm talking like your actual grocery shopping for the week.
I think I could do it.
You can keep it together.
Yeah.
I think I might actually take more time doing it. Like, it might take me a little longer because I'm probably going to double and triple check everything.
Okay.
I mean, as long as I can physically walk and stuff, I mean, I'm not like stumbling drunk, but I've got a good one on.
Okay.
I got a snootful.
Can you control the cart while you're sober?
Well, the cart is going to help.
No.
The cart is a stabilizer. Okay,
I understand, but like those carts, you always get one bum wheel, right? You're always clipping like a corner when you're coming around it, even when you're sober.
Oh, there might be a little, you know, little hiccup here or there, a little giddy up, but I think I could pull it off.
Take out a whole display of Wegmans brand Oreo cookies. You know, it's funny. You bring up the going into the grocery store like to get something to eat at night while driving. Yeah. I don't know why. I always had the most anxiety. I always felt like everybody knew I was hammered and they were going to like tell someone.
Why is it so quiet?
I always figured... Everybody, because I used to go in there like, because remember when they were open 24 hours, so after the club and stuff, I'd always run into a buddy of ours there all the time. It was in the same position, but I always figured everybody had some kind of buzz going because, again, I was just scoring something to just eat because I was wasted.
Okay.
And I always figured that was everybody. Wasn't working there.
I think you're overestimating your ability to do drunken things.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. I mean, 252 WCMF, how about this?
Right.
Do you think most Americans could do a day of work drunk?
No, I've done it.
Okay. You don't actually work, though.
Yeah. And you did it, but the people around you probably carried you through it.
It got done. No, even when I was ahead of a physical job, when I used to stock shelves overnight.
Yeah.
So you had to work till midnight.
Okay.
And then it was weird. You had to punch out. And then you had to come back to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. It was the stupidest schedule.
Okay.
So you had like 5 hours to go home and do what? Nothing. So I used to just go eat, drink, and come back. So I would work. I had my hangover at work. So I worked.
Okay. I want to be clear. I'm not saying
I wasn't great at it.
No, I'm not saying show up to work and be there. I mean, do your actual job.
Yeah.
Like while drunk.
Well, I was putting the cans on the show.
No, there's no way it worked. And by the way, the stories you've told about working while drunk prove in the past. That you couldn't work while drunk.
I think I could do it. I'll tell you what. I think now I'd be a really good drunk employee.
But you don't work. You just talk. And you can't even talk sober.
Tommy thinks he's doing a great show in his head.
I mean, Kimmy, do you think you could do your job drunk?
No. No, I don't think I could. Not well. I mean, I could show up. I would not be doing the job effectively.
We don't know what kind of drunk she is, too. Like, I know you and I have been drunk around each other.
Yeah, we have.
But we've never been drunk around
I've Kim. Been drunk around Kim. She's been drunk around me.
I think.
When?
Bill's games. You don't go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was she drunk?
Yeah.
She
was like pleasant.
Oh, okay.
Weird.
All right.
It was a weird thing. 252 WCMF, as we talk about this story out of Batavia, 38-year-old man arrested. He had a meeting, according to police, with a town justice. Not court, just a meeting.
Yeah.
He showed up drunk, according to police. But here's the thing. He wasn't arrested for being drunk at a meeting with a judge. He was arrested because he drove himself, according to police, to the meeting, a DWAI, which, at least based on the charges, shows me it's not illegal to be drunk with a judge.
Yeah.
Okay, like going back to the whole work thing. If you are sober, would you have the balls to accuse one of your coworkers of being intoxicated?
No. Like scolding them or just teasing them?
Or saying something about it.
Oh, I would make a joke, but I wouldn't be mean about it.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
I mean, I make
Bro,
a joke.
I love how you think
you're pointing it. If you're making a joke, you're pointing it out.
Right. But like if you came in here drunk, I would tease you, but I wouldn't scold you.
Okay. So I get you and I are different just based on our history.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're trying to be all cool. If somebody else on another show showed up drunk, you would be such like, oh my God.
Oh, I would gossip.
DJ say, oh my God.
I knew it.
Breezy's drunk. Spazano's drunk.
I would love to see Breezy drunk at work.
Drunk Breezy? It's the same Breezy.
All right. No, but I would make fun, but I don't, I might call about
you
on
would,
it.
You would judge them behind their back for being
I
drunk.
But I would never say anything to their face.
But that makes you a gentleman.
Makes me a gentleman coward.
You know, I would argue that we in Western New York may be better than most at doing everyday things drunk.
Why's
thanks
that?
Solely to the Bill's parking lot.
Oh.
Because it is totally socially acceptable to have a whole bunch of beers and then do all kinds of stuff in that parking lot. You cook. You shop, walk around, you have long conversations with strangers. You'll see guys that are plastered standing next to like cops being like, I mean, you got to navigate that parking lot. You got to get to your seats. Kimmy, think of all the work you have to do just on your phone to get your tickets up while drunk at a Bills game. And everyone manages to do it.
Yeah, true.
I would argue that drunken practice gives us better everyday drunk expertise than other communities.
Gives you the skills. Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, it's like training camp.
Right?
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Rob. Hey, Robbie, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, bud. What's up?
So, yeah, it's not actually against the law to be drunk in public in the state of New York.
So why do people get arrested for public drunkenness?
So there's actually not a law for public drunkenness. You actually get arrested for something that's called disorderly conduct.
Oh, it's like a nuisance. So, you're acting up.
It kind of sounds like maybe Rob has some experience with this.
Yeah, so I'm a cop in New York.
No.
Okay. So pretty much, yep, so same as your dad. So
probably not the same, though. If, I hope not the same.
No, of course, your dad's the legend. So.
Thank you.
As in, there's a legend that he's done work at some point.
We're public employees, so, we only do what we can do.
All right, so, Rob, so you weren't arrested for drunken public or for public disorderly conduct. You have arrested people for disorderly conduct.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So, usually, right, your inhibitions go down. You know, when you get drunk, you do stupid things, mm-hmm. and then you do them in view of someone else who makes a complaint about it, and then you end up getting arrested for essentially that. You know, it's a lot easier because people always want the details, like, well, how does this guy get arrested because he climbed over, the grandstand at, a baseball game or something and tumbled over three people, and so they usually put in, he was intoxicated or appeared to be under the influence of alcohol.
Gotcha.
All right, you act a fool, you get
drunk. That with public drunkenness.
All right, I'm upset that you told Tommy that public drunkenness is not an actual charge because now he's going to be wide open.
Well, so I dated it.
Well, I mean, let's face it. We all know that Tommy's drunk all the time. I mean, look at the tracksuits that he wears.
Take that, Tommy.
Zing.
Rob, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Not a problem. You guys, too.
There goes Rob. Such a cop talk, buddy. Absolutely. Have a good rest of the day. You were saying, I'm sorry.
No, so I had that chick I was dating for a while. It was like a scuzz. So we
which
were
one?
Sitting.
I mean, which
the,
one, really?
The scuzziest one. The prostitute one.
Okay.
So, we were sitting. She wasn't a prostitute at the time.
What?
He couldn't afford it.
She got off the streets. So we're sitting at a Howard Johnson's late at night.
Could you make this story sound any worse?
So she's drunk, and she starts running her mouth at me. And she's cussing up a storm.
And you're not drunk.
I'm not there, no. Not where she was.
Okay.
So she's like cussing up a storm and stuff. So there's a sheriff sitting at the counter.
Okay.
And she is making a scene. I don't know what to do, man, right? Because I know this chick can get violent. So he gets up and comes over.
Yeah.
And tells her if she doesn't shut up, he's going to arrest her.
Okay.
Like I've never seen it happen before. And she kind of shut up, but like I was like, frightened, like he was gonna cuff and drag her out of there.
Why are you frightened? It solved your problem.
Yeah. No, but I'm on the hook. I don't want to be on the hook. I'd love to see her like take her, let her go. But like, I didn't know that was a thing. Like, he got scut up and came over and shut her down.
Well, better to warn her than just say,
"Oh, yeah."
Can I ask a follow up question?
Yeah.
If she's living with you, what were you two doing at a Howard Johnson's?
I took her to see a comedy. I was doing comedy.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, your headliner travels with a prostitute.
Okay, she wasn't a prostitute. She was a kid on the streets, and she did things. And then she needed a place to stay, so she lived with me for a month. Listen, it was
the
worst.
I'm not judging.
Bro, it was. You just judge me.
No.
Tommy Mueller hit his prostitute wife. No. She was just. She needed a place to stay. We weren't like boyfriend, girlfriend. She just needed a place to stay.
It's very nice of you to do that.
I couldn't get rid of her.
Oh, my God. I tried to give you credit. You ruined it immediately.
It was the worst.
You really could not get rid of her because you took her to see your comedy show, and she still stuck around.
Man, the secretary is crushing it today.
It was a bad month for me.
Okay. So, going back to the whole drunk in public thing, right? Like, what you could do while drunk. I guess what you could pull off drunk would come down to how different you are as a drunk versus you are sober.
Oh, sure.
Like, I mean, how much your personality changes.
And some people flip.
It is insane.
It's Jekyll and Hyde. My mother was one of those people.
Yeah, I know all about that. Got wild. Best month of my life when I had that prostitute live with me. Like, going with that in mind, going back to the story that started this conversation with the 38-year-old man arrested, drunken judge meeting, driving, everything. What the judge saw that led him to believe the man was drunk? Like, if you're a slurrer, you're busted immediately.
Yeah.
Depending on what you drink, the smell can give you away.
Yeah.
Right? Especially in a closed room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, Tommy, there are people hungover, not even drunk, where they're sweating that stuff out of their pores the next day.
Oh, you smell it.
I would also love, if the allegations are true, to know why this guy was allegedly drunk in a meeting with the judge.
Well, he was just nervous that he had to have this meeting.
All right, so if that's it, I have a little sympathy for
him. I do, too.
Right? If he's an everyday maintenance drinker, it's like a different story.
Yeah.
And it's not out of the question, too, that he like went to lunch at like Applebee's and got away from
it. Yeah.
Oh, crap, that's the name.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But maybe drinking is the reason he had to have the meeting with the judge in the first place.
I mean, also possible.
Yeah, yeah. Not to make assumptions.
Who knows?
But that's a safe bet.
Mm.
32 men watched their wildest dreams come true last night.
Fantastic.
In Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But there was one man who everybody had their eyes on for months.
Yeah.
Who's still waiting.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Your Buffalo Bills did not move an inch last night.
Nope.
The newest member of Bills Mafia, cornerback Maxwell Harrison, from Kentucky. He's fast. Ran the fastest 40-yard dash at the NFL Combine, 4.28. Mm. He also reached a max speed of 24 miles an hour, which is faster than Tommy drives through Pittsburgh. So he's all happy.
Yeah.
Cam Ward, first overall pick, he's happy. Travis Hunter, wide receiver from Colorado, defensive back, he's happy. But one of Travis Hunter's teammates, not so happy.
What happened?
Shedeur Sanders, quarterback from Colorado, son of Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders. In the middle of the college football season, Tommy, he was in the discussion as the first overall pick.
Yeah.
As recently as a month ago, he wasn't going to fall past pick 3. Last night, he fell out of the first round.
So, how?
All right.
He's not injured.
No.
And he had a pretty good season, right?
I mean,
numbers-wise.
Yeah.
Is it because of something else?
What do you think?
His father.
You think that's a negative?
Yeah. Nobody wants to deal with Deion.
But like,
you get this kid, you get Deion.
Yeah.
And Deion's not going to shut his mouth. Do you want Deion Sanders on your ass constantly while you're trying to run your football team?
I mean, Deion is a head coach. It's not like he doesn't have anything going on.
Yeah, he's running his own football team.
It doesn't seem like anything stops him from being Deion.
Okay. I mean, look, part of it could be that.
Yeah. You're right. You know, he probably will be outspoken about
what's
going on with his kid.
But. And he's going to voice them.
All right, so there's other things football-wise. He's a pocket passer.
Okay.
You know, like how Josh Allen gets out and does things.
Mm.
Shedeur Sanders doesn't really do that.
Okay.
They say, why'd you make a face?
What do you mean?
You made a face. You were like, huh, that's weird. Why'd you make a face?
Because I thought like pocket passers were like, didn't exist anymore.
No, they do. Shedeur Sanders being one of them.
And I'm surprised.
Why are you surprised?
Because I thought he'd move around more.
Why is that?
Because his father was like one of the fastest guys in the league.
Yeah, it's not really his game.
He just stands there?
No, it's not that he just stands there.
He just has a different style of play.
I mean, he's not the kind of guy that's going to pull it down and like make a play for you like Josh Allen,
on the run.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever. So that's a problem.
That's shocking.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure there's a reason.
That's not what I'm...
What? What do you think I mean? Yeah, the Deion argument is fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, not the strongest arm.
Okay.
Which is, you know, rough when it's a quarterback. I mean, look, there's a myriad of reasons. Kimmy, there are reports he also interviewed very poorly with some teams during the NFL Combine.
Oh.
That he came off as arrogant and things like that.
Wait.
And I just think...
One of Deion Sanders' kids came off as arrogant?
But again, I mean, you always got to be careful with stuff like that. Right. Also, there are clips of him throwing his offensive line under the bus while he was at Colorado. He got sacked a ton.
Mm.
That's also an alarm. Folks think he takes sacks too much. He's a little guy, may not be able to hold up to the rigors of being hit in the NFL. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that goes into this. It was stunning that he fell out of the first round last night.
Mm.
I do think, though, because this quarterback class overall is seen as like a weaker class. There are teams holding out for next season.
It's what you saw the Browns do last night.
I think that teams are kind of preparing themselves for like the next round of quarterbacks to come out. So they're not springing for anybody in this year's draft.
But that's what makes
it
even...
Like, they'll take them if they're there later on, but they're not going to go out of their way to get them.
But that's what makes it even more embarrassing for Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, you think he would have been stepped up quick because there's not a lot of guys.
And, like, just to make it even worse, like, falling out of the first round with all the hype that he had, did you watch any of the draft last night?
I just saw some of the highlights.
Okay, so he's not on site. He is having his own party. Kimmy, did you see what the party looked like?
I saw a clip of it, but I didn't...
Where was the party?
Anything that stood out. Why?
Texas, where they live.
Okay.
So It's like a nightclub style thing.
All right.
There's like a title sponsor or like his company or something is like hosting it. And it's a bunch of like, you know, really high end looking people. It's like,
it's got to be, he had to have some babes.
Babes.
Yeah, he was having a party in 1987 full of babes.
Well, what do you call them now?
Babes.
What do you call a hot woman now?
That?
Sure. Well, no, because if I said I dabble at a hot woman, he'd kill me for that.
Oh, yeah, because it sounds creepy as
so
hell.
So what's the proper way to say he had a lot of young ladies with him?
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know what that slang is, so I don't attempt to anything.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't. I can admit. I can admit that I'm too old. What's that?
Is that his baddie still?
God,
thing?
See, you're even worse than what he
I'm
just
asking.
Did.
I'm asking.
I don't know.
I mean, I would think he'd have a bunch of cuties around him when he's
not
doing this.
No, oh, I'm sorry. The party was in the cuties. 50s. I'm a girl watcher. Bye, bye, bye. All right, okay. Oh, the draft's over. No, all right. So he has this massive party.
So it's like a VIP club.
And he had to like get up and address everybody at the end of the night. Like,
and say what?
This isn't what we thought was going to happen, but like, you know, I trusted God and stuff like that.
Oh, God.
Even more embarrassing.
What?
So there were spots he could have gone last night. There was an outside chance people thought the Giants could take him at 2.
Yeah, the Giants has got to be hurt.
They passed. Then it was thought maybe the Saints would take him at 9.
Right.
They passed. It looked like the safety net was going to be the Steelers at 21. They went with a defensive lineman.
Well, they got Aaron Rodgers, right?
Well,
no, they don't actually. So then, Kimmy, the thought was somebody who needs a quarterback is going to trade back into the back of the first round.
Grab him.
And go get him. And wouldn't you know, the Giants got back into the first round at pick 25, and they're going to take a QB. So here comes Shooter Sanders. You ready? We ready? They took Ole Miss quarterback Jackson Dart.
That's a great name.
It is a great quarterback name.
His last name is Dart.
Jackson Dart.
Because he's also got a career in country music.
You can use that name for a lot of jobs. Yeah.
Anybody that goes to Ole Miss should be named Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
But not only did Sanders fall out of the first round, not only did all of these teams that we thought were locks to take him pass on him, he's going to be the third quarterback taken.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe the fourth.
Oh. Especially after watching your own teammate go so high. It's got to be like that. You build up that excitement. Like, man, I can't wait till that's me, till that's my name called.
And you got to go do it again tonight. And here's the thing. I mean, if you look at the draft order tonight.
Yeah.
Right. So the first pick, it's the Browns. They traded for a first round pick next year. That's probably where they're getting their quarterback. So he's not going there. Giants got their quarterback. Titans got their quarterback. Jacksonville has a quarterback. Maybe the Raiders at the 37, the fifth pick tonight, maybe?
Yeah, but that would suit his lifestyle.
Las Vegas?
Of course. He's all about the glitz.
It.
Okay. But if the Raiders pass on him, New England's got a quarterback, Chicago's got a quarterback, it's the Saints. So he could be sitting around for another 7 to 10 picks tonight.
Is it possible that he doesn't go tonight?
Oh, no, he'll go tonight.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he'll be gone in the first 10 picks.
Right.
So someone will go up and get him if somebody doesn't take him, but
his stock is way down.
Yeah, he's not. Bro, let's put it this way. It changes. Not only did he lose a bunch of money,
He
lost a year on his contract guaranteed. First round picks, it's 4 years and the team can hold you. After the first round, it's only 4-year contracts.
Well, he's. Come on, he's a rich.
I understand.
I know. It's image and ego.
I mean, that whole family is image and ego.
Yeah.
And I like Deion Sanders.
I do too. But no, he can be much after a while.
Okay, you hate him because
I don't hate him.
Again, earlier this week, you were all about Deion Sanders, and I shared with you a story that he said on a podcast that he never touched himself one time in his life, and now all of a sudden you've turned on him.
And he almost killed a man on national TV.
Oh, that was like 40 years ago.
He almost electrocuted a guy.
Was it Tim McCarver?
Yes. May he rest in peace.
Wait, is he dead?
Oh, yeah.
Deion killed him?
No, Deion didn't. That I know of.
I got to say this, man.
What?
Like, I know you think the draft is stupid.
Well, it's just boring.
When you break it down by its definition, that is billionaires having a business meeting, you're right, it is, right? Mm-hmm. But first of all, the drama that they suck you in with, I wanted to go to bed last night, and I could not turn off the television because I had to see what was going to happen with Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
And they keep cutting back to him. And
yeah,
it's like,
I know. Like, the ways that they catch guys, like, in a moment, like, a quick glimpse, like, that facial expression of them, their girlfriend, their mom, their dad, will live on forever.
Yep.
Like, there are now ex-girlfriends that have gone viral, got brand deals because of,
oh, really?
Of like these tiny little video clips of them like making a face or looking annoyed at like while they're waiting for their names to be called.
Yeah.
Like it's amazing.
You're absolutely right. The second thing about last night that gets me really excited.
What's that?
So we told you a couple weeks ago the Buffalo Bills are making a play to get the draft in Orchard Park.
Mm-hmm.
It would be not next year. 2029 is what they were shooting for, Kimmy. Is that what they said?
Maybe.
This was according to Rochester's own Pete Gwelly, COO of the Buffalo Bills. Green Bay was the first like smaller market they did it in. Mm-hmm. They did it at the stadium last night. Kimmy, that looked like so much fun.
That's what it's going to look like.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's almost like a blueprint for what the Bills would how the Bills would set everything up.
I want to do that so bad. I want to go
it
do
does
that
look cool.
So bad. The stadium was open for people to sit in. They had like 80,000 people. Yeah.
Okay, I was confused, and maybe I just didn't see it or catch it. Do they not sell beer in the crowd?
So like, I was trying to figure that out, too.
Because there was nobody had food, beverage, anything in their hands.
Well, it is Wisconsin. Maybe they got weird beer laws.
Oh, that would suck. But you know how much money they would lose?
I don't know, man.
I mean, unless
it's liquid gold.
Unless you
people?
Just couldn't like drink or eat in certain areas. But I was like, you know what? I don't think they're selling any. I don't think there's concessions.
They, you know, I'm with Tommy. No, because we talked to a guy who went to the one in Detroit, and he said they sell you can only buy beer and food.
Okay.
Before the NFL inside there.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little area there. I can't wait. If it comes to Buffalo, I'm taking the weekend off. Good luck. And I am spending every minute of the draft in that park.
But you got to do all of it.
All of it. Okay. All of it.
It looks cool, and I definitely want to go.
You hate it.
No.
But don't forget, like, you're not seeing all the exciting stuff. You're only seeing a guy walk across a stage.
Don't care.
It's like the
She's
world's
right.
longest graduation.
Don't care.
You're going to miss so much of it not seeing it on TV.
Don't care. It was such an electric scene last night.
I totally get wanting to check it out, but I don't know if I could sit through days of it.
All right, well, guess what? You're not invited to come to my draft day hangout.
I don't need an invite.
Good.
Because you got to get there early to get a spot, and you got to stand there.
And the parking, Kimmy, and the taxes. Don't forget they get you with the tax.
And you get a tip.
At the draft?
Well, you get a tip when you get your beer. And
We don't know if there's beer involved.
There's going to be beer, man.
Can I also say, too?
What?
Like Green Bay and Buffalo are very similar in that the stadiums are built into the neighborhoods that they're around. Did you see the homes that are for rent?
Yeah. So I think we knew a guy that rented one time.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, but they're like right there.
The backyard is the stadium.
So those houses are strictly for games.
I would think so.
I was assuming nobody lives in those houses. Because I know you can. Somebody told me you could rent Vince Lombardi's house. The house he had, because I think John Madden did a show one time from his basement. I'm serious. Because he had a house there.
Yeah, you rent Vince Lombardi's house?
I think Vince Lombardi's house, what's that?
You rent, No, God, keep talking. Can you go watch Gale Sayers and Roots while you're down in the basement?
I'm just saying, man. Vince Lombardi lived there, and he used to throw parties in the basement when they won.
Okay, he's right. You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never saw this?
You can rent a home that was once... I don't know if it's owned by Vince Lombardi. So I don't know like if this is like one of his homes or something, or if this was like the home.
So here's the story. Every time they won, his wife, they threw a party in the basement after the game, and all the people came over and hung out in Vince Lombardi's house.
No kidding.
In the only one they won.
Oh.
And so I'm guessing you could rent that place out. How could it not be a shrine?
So like what kind of stuff would they do at these parties after they won?
Smoke and drink. I mean, there was like famous people at these things.
No kidding. Like who?
Name it.
No, man. I mean, you're the one telling me the story.
Neil Armstrong.
Was at these parties.
LBJ.
No kidding.
JFK, RFK.
All the FKs?
All the Ks were there. you don't think like Nixon was there?
What did it sound like when Nixon was thanking him for being invited to the Packers
wedding? Well, Vince, it was a hell of a party. And sorry about what Pat did to the bathroom, but sometimes she can't control herself.
You know, Kimmy, you know that's where Cher was discovered?
What?
She was invited to one of those parties.
So Sonny and Cher did go, because Sonny Bono was very close friends with Vince Lombardi.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Yes, that's so true.
Okay. Not too late. I set you up and you didn't want it. You lose!
Why? What did it give a little back?
Good day, sir!